from the world of logic and reason into the realm beyond time. WWJ invites you to explore other horizons.
Good to be going home, eh?
Very good, Dr. Vadis.
2 weeks of special consultations and operative work on the coast, and then this medical convention. The old little family has not seen much of you lately.
Nope. Smoke?
Thank you. The little fella, he's coming along fine?
The little fellow, he is a girl, Doctor. Hmm. And she is coming along fine, yes.
Of course, of course. Stupid of me. Let me see. How old is she now? A month, isn't it?
Almost three. She was born last August, remember?
So it is. Well, time has indeed wings these days. Having kept you away from your family so long already, I feel guilty asking you to come to my sanitarium on this matter of David Rhodes.
Oh, another few hours won't matter, Doctor. And the case interests me.
And me. The mysteries of the mind, Emmett. The torturous twistings men call insanity. I wonder sometimes.
Don't we all of us? So much learned, so infinitely much more withheld.
Mm-hmm. Say, Emmett, what is your opinion of the St. Denis theory?
The St. Denis theory? Oh, yes.
The conception of time as an immeasurable element consisting of perpetual planes or levels.
There may be a little truth in the idea. Mostly, though, I'd say it was a bit crackpot.
Have you studied it? Seriously, that is.
Only enough to have a general grasp of what St. Denis was driving at.
And?
It struck me as, well, fantastic. He claims that man's measuring time into minutes, hours, days, and so forth is simply an attempt to harness a force beyond understanding to man's convenience.
You disagree with that, then?
Not entirely. I think that time is only vaguely understood by science, but his idea of the past, the present, and the future as levels of time, all existing simultaneously. Well, I draw the line at that.
Yes, that one contention of his has discredited his entire theory.
How is it he puts it? Oh, yes. Imagine yourself on an elevator. You emerge upon one floor by pushing the button of habit, the button you push every day of your life, and that floor is the present.
The simile is at least graphic.
But if you should happen to push another button, call it experiment or call it accident, you might well emerge upon quite a different floor. And that floor would be the past.
Or the future.
And as much a reality, as much a living experience as the routine daily existence upon the floor of the present. Oh, I ask you, Dr. Vadis, is that sensible?
Perhaps not.
Perhaps not? Surely you're not going to tell me that you of all people, credit the notion.
Credit it? No. Consider it, yes. It would explain the case of David Rhodes.
But you don't think there's any...
It would explain the case of David Rhodes and make his confinement in an asylum for the insane a crime I should not like to have on my conscience,
oh,
Emmett.
Come now, Dr. Vadis.
I'm foolish, of course. Still, wait till you hear his story, my young friend. I told him I was bringing you to him, you know.
Oh?
Oh, the brilliant young surgeon, Dr. Emmett Luchet, I said. Would you like to talk to him, David? Hey, you should have seen his face when I mentioned your name, Emmett.
But I don't understand.
You will, or perhaps you won't. At least you shall hear his story and form your conclusions as to his sanity and the crackpotness of the St. Denis theory. I wonder. Perhaps you'll change your mind just a little. David, come in.
Good evening, Dr. Vadis.
Come in, my boy. There's a gentleman here who would like to meet you, David.
It is Dr. Luchet.
Hello, David.
Oh, I'm glad you came, sir. I'm so very glad you
came. Sit down, David, here in this chair.
Oh, thank you.
David, I want you to tell Dr. Luce your story just as you told it to me, beginning last August when you met Joya.
Joya?
What? I've wanted to tell you, Dr. Luce, more than anyone else. You're the only one who can help me.
Well, try, David. But what's this about last August and Joya?
Catherine thinks I'm crazy, you know.
Catherine?
His wife.
And Dr. Vattis here believes I'm suffering from delusions. What is it, Doctor?
Dementia precox.
That, yes. And I'm not Dr. Luce. Really, I'm not.
Come, David. Get along with the story.
And you, sir, you alone can get me out of here. Help me to get back.
David, I will help you if I can. First, though, you must do as Dr. Vattis asks. Tell me the whole thing from the beginning.
Well, sir, I'm a printer by trade. Just a small journeyman printer with a shop on a side street off Welsh Boulevard. Now, I've never been interested in spiritualism or science or any of that stuff. It's all beyond me. I guess I'm just an average sort of fella. Which makes it even stranger, this happening to me. Well, anyhow, it all began one day in August. Catherine and I were walking home. I'd just closed the shop. It was early in the evening, I remember, just getting dark.
That's the house, David. There on the corner.
That old place? Musty-looking relic. What on earth ever possessed you to take a fancy to that?
Oh, David, honestly, isn't there an ounce of ingenuity or romance in that prosaic soul of yours? Well, the place is steeped in tradition.
Oh? And when we can't heat the house for the height of the rooms, we'll just turn on the tradition and keep warm, is that it?
Just think. To serve buffet dinner in the very same room where Alexander Hamilton once dined.
Looks pretty big to me. Used to be quite a mansion, didn't it? Where do you think you're going?
Oh, yeah, of course. The real estate agent gave me the key. Oh, where did I put it?
But it's almost dark. We won't be able to see anything.
Oh, I know
dark.
It by heart. Here, I have a small flashlight for you.
Now, Catherine, this is absurd. The house will be here tomorrow. We can come over then.
Here's the key. And tomorrow you'll be too busy, David, as you've been ever since I first mentioned this matter to you.
But, Catherine...
Here we are. Snap on the flashlight, David.
We'll wind up being arrested for prowlers.
Careful now. Point the light over this way.
Ooh, smells like the place has been shut up for centuries. I can't see why you
have... Here. This is the old drawing room. Oh, there's a loose board just inside the arch. Be careful.
I must say, this doesn't seem like a time to be looking...
Isn't it lovely, David?
Lovely?
Well, can't you see the possibilities? Point that light over this way. There. We can move that mantle from that short wall over to here, where I'm standing.
Catherine! That's funny. She must have wandered away. I thought she was right here beside me. Catherine! Oh. Musty, damp old tomb. Whatever possessed her to dig up a place like this? Let me see. When we came through that door, she said this was the library. Or was it the dining room? Here. Black as pitch. Oh, God, this light. Catherine! Funny where she's... Sort of dim glow, like the sunrise. Why, this room's furnished. Completely furnished, and to the last word. Carpet on the floor. Draperies at the window. Fire in the fireplace. Why, that white fur rug. She spent a pretty penny on all this. Now, this is going too far. Catherine! Catherine, you've had your little surprise. Wherever you are, come here. What...
Oh, what are you doing here?
Well, I was about to ask you the same thing.
Who are you? What do you mean by breaking into my room?
Oh, my dear young lady, What is your room doing in my house? At least if I know Catherine, it's practically my house. Come now, one of us owes the other an explanation.
I'm listening.
Well, really?
And it had better be good, mister.
You're not really as fierce as you sound, are you? Oh, you couldn't be. You're much too pretty.
Well?
Especially in those, are they pajamas?
But, what? Oh, how quaint. Pajamas. See here, Mr. Whatever your name is.
Oh, Rhodes. David Rhodes.
See here, Mr. David Rhodes. You better explain what you mean by breaking into my room.
Oh, we're back at that again.
Before I call my father and have you turned over to the police.
Your father? You mean there are more of you here? Oh, say, now, please, please, don't go.
Are you going to explain, or do I push this alarm bell?
Well, I'll explain, of course. Now, that is, if I can. This, your room is, well, it's done in beautiful taste.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just...
It's a great improvement over the rest of the house.
You know, Mr. Rhodes, you're really sort of quirky.
Sort of, what?
Quirky. You know, nice. My goodness, you are old-fashioned, aren't you?
Well, I don't
Your
know.
Clothes, too. Where on earth did you resurrect them?
In some manner, I don't quite understand. I seem to have, to wander, well, off the beam, as you youngsters would put it.
Off the beam?
Now, see here, miss. What is your name, young lady?
Well, Joya.
Joya? It fits you. See here, Joya, I'm just the least bit confused.
I'd say you were more than the least bit lost, Mr. Rhodes.
This isn't a joke, is it? I mean, this room and you...
Now, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not being facetious, really. Only, well, 15 minutes ago, my wife, Catherine, and I let ourselves into this house. And somehow we got separated.
I'd say one of you ought to keep the other on a leash.
I don't understand how it could have happened, but... Well, apparently, I managed to get out of the old place we were in and over here into your room. I'm really terribly sorry.
Well, that's better. Just how did you get in here, by the way?
Well, through that door. It was unlocked.
That door? There? That, Mr. Rhodes, is the door to my closet.
What? But it must connect.
Oh, now, really. Here, what are you doing?
I came through this door, I said. Solid wall. Well, there isn't any door here.
Except my closet door. Now, please, Mr. Rhodes, don't you think you carried
this... Just a minute. It was dark in that house. I could have stumbled into a wrong passage.
What house, Mr. Rhodes?
Well, that old relic next door. The house Alexander Hamilton dined in or slept in or some
such thing. But there isn't any house next door.
Will you say that again?
You couldn't have walked from this because there isn't any house nearer than the Thomases, and they're two estates away.
Two estates? Oh, now wait. Wait. Is your house, if this is your house, on the corner of West Street and Newcomb Boulevard?
My gracious, no. Oh, yes. Yes, there did used to be a Newcomb Boulevard running past Dad's property. And I think it was bordered on one side by a West
Street.
Used
to be a Newcomb Boulevard.
And I remember when I was very small, Dad telling about building our home on the site of some historic old mansion.
Where Alexander Hamilton slept or dined.
Of course, that was a long time ago, just after the war.
After the war?
So I don't remember much about it.
I see. Look here, Joya. One of us is, well, either the victim of a practical joke or crazy. And since I can't seem to explain how I got in here, can you show me how to get out?
Well, nothing seems to have been stolen. I don't see any need for telling Father you broke
oh,
in.
Oh, please.
And since I'm just about to go out myself, you may come with me.
Oh, thank you. You're going out like that?
Like what?
I mean, dressed in those...
This is my very newest evening outfit, Mr. David Rhodes. If you want to say something nice about it, I'll listen. Otherwise...
Oh, no. Never mind.
Men. No appreciation of style.
This is it's a very elegant place you have.
Elegant? Its whole charm is in its simplicity.
I don't know much about such things, but it's what they call modern, isn't it? The furnishings, I mean.
Heavens, no. Mother did it in the Rosevelt period.
Rose Belshin period. I don't believe I ever heard.
She went, as you would put it, off the beam with her color schemes. I wanted to do it over. Here we are.
Oh. Now, see here, young lady.
You liked it, David?
Catherine. Well, where did you come from?
What on earth are you talking about? Where did I come from?
Oh, I've been looking for you.
David, are you ill?
I don't know.
Did you like it, David? Don't you think it has possibilities? Oh, I mean, with my flair for decoration...
Catherine.
A little ingenuity and very little expense, we... Oh, really, David? It wouldn't cost so very much.
Catherine.
Yes? What is it?
Where did you go to? In there.
Go to? Why, nowhere. We were together the whole time.
You didn't miss me? Well, I mean...
David, why are you staring back at the house that way? Well,
I don't know. There is a building next door. But it's a warehouse.
And it's going to be torn down. It's been condemned by the city. The agent told me so.
Yes.
So if that's all that you've got to find fault about, why... David... What are you stopping under this street lamp for?
Yes. Yes, it says so, right there.
David, what are
you trying... West Street and Newcomb Boulevard. It says so right on the street sign.
David, you look so... You look so strange. What
happened? I want to get away from this place. I want to get away from this place.
Yes?
This is David Rhodes to see you, Dr. Vadden.
Oh, yes. Have her come in.
Yes, Doctor.
Come in. Mrs. Rhodes. Well, come in.
Thank you, Doctor.
Take this chair. Now, then,
Dr. Vadden, what am I going to do? I can't stand it much longer. I can't.
Now, compose yourself. We shall get nowhere by having you work yourself into nervous collapse.
But he's worse, Doctor. Every day he's worse.
Let me see. You first came here 2 weeks ago. At that time, these delusions of your husband's had been going on for nearly a month.
Every day. Every day on his way home, he stopped there. In that awful old house.
You had him followed?
From that first night when he acted so strangely, yes.
And once he took you there with him? Once after that first time, that is.
Yes. Nothing happened. We walked through just as we did before. I swear he didn't move 5 feet from my side. And when we came out...
When you came out?
Well, he looked at me with that new expression in his eyes. It's triumphant almost. He said, "Well, isn't she marvelous?" I swear, Doctor, we didn't see a soul.
I see.
Dr. Vadas, what am I going to do?
On the surface, it appears to be a form of psychosis that we refer to as dementia praecox. In your husband's case, an advanced example of the paranoid type.
Yes, but he's not the kind...
The one element that puzzles me is the suddenness of the attack. You're quite sure he's never exhibited any sign of these delusions before?
Oh, never.
The remark he made about time levels, what was that again?
Well, he said... Catherine, when I stepped through that door, it was as if I'd stumbled not into a room, but into another level of time. Accidentally opened a door and walked into the future.
Odd. Very odd. Mrs. Rhodes, can you bring your husband here to me?
Why, I don't know.
You understand, if I am to help you, you must have somehow arranged to bring David Rhodes here and at the earliest possible moment.
Just hurry. Joya, Joya. Oh, Joya, they can't do this to us. They can't. It's so dark here. Where did I put that light? I know the way by heart. Oh. Library. Now, but hurry. Must hurry. Across the room, so. Now the so dark. Joya! Joya! No answer. Oh, it's too soon. Too soon. I must wait for the light. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Like dawn flooding the room. Yes, there's the fire burning. The white rug. The furnishings. Yes, yes. Joya.
David, you're late. I was beginning to think you weren't...
Oh, Joya.
David, what is it? What's wrong? Here. Sit here in this chair. David, you're frightened.
Joya, they're trying to take you away from me.
David, what?
Catherine, the doctors. They think I'm crazy.
Oh, no.
They do. Maybe I am. Sometimes it's...
David, stop it. Tell me what happened.
Catherine. She wants me to go with her to see a Dr. Battis. She says it's her nerves.
But David...
But don't you see? He's a psychiatrist. It's a trick to get me there and... They haven't pronounced me crazy.
David!
And if they do... If they do, they'll put me away. I won't be able to come here anymore. I talk with you.
Oh, David.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Listen to me, David Rhodes. We've known, you and I, almost from the very first, that something had happened to us that nobody else in the world would understand. Nobody. And we've known it had to end soon.
But, Joya...
Please, listen to me. Coming to that house, you say, is on the other side of that door. Through it, coming here, to this room, to this time, has been like retiring to a refuge for you, hasn't it?
Yes.
Somehow it's meant a source of new strength to you, new confidence. It's helped you to find yourself, hasn't it, David?
Yes, it has.
I've given you faith in the future. And you've given me a new understanding of the past that made my world possible. We should be very grateful for that.
Oh, I am. But to have seen that future through your eyes and not to be able to tell of it. To be called insane when I tried to tell of it.
Yes, David.
And not to come here again. To give you up. And this...
Please. David.
Oh, what is it? Joya,
David,
what?
The light. It's growing dimmer.
No. No, it can't.
David. The darkness. Like a mist between us. David, I can't see
no.
you.
No. No, not yet. Joya, where are you? Joya.
David. I can't see you. David.
Joya. Wait. Wait, Joya. Well, sir, that's the story.
I see. Tell me, do you remember the date? The exact date on which your wife first took you to this house?
Why, let me see. Yes, it was the day I got that printing contract for Morrison's. August 19th.
August 19th. You're sure of that?
Well, positive, sir.
This girl, how old would you say she was?
Oh, young, sir. No more than 18 or 19.
And she mentioned that the war ended 20 years ago. Rather unusual. Did you ever hear her mention that she had a middle name?
Yes, Dr. Lucier. I know her full name. It is Joya Reen.
Never mind, it's not important.
There's a tiniest birthmark on her right wrist, too. She wears a bracelet to cover it, either.
Middle name, birthmark. What are you getting at, Emmett?
I'm not quite sure. I'd like to talk to you alone for a moment, Dr. Vadis.
Certainly. I'll ring for the attendant.
You will help me, won't you, Dr. Boucher? If you tell him...
I said I would help you if I can.
But you're the only one who can
now
help...
Take Mr. Rhodes back to his room.
Now, Dr. Boucher, now, please, tell him I'm not crazy. Tell him you're the only one who can...
Well, Emmett, what do you make of it?
I don't know.
The St. Denis theory of time levels come to life.
Yes.
You seem to have a closer grasp on this case than I have.
Eh? What do you mean?
Well, those questions you put to the fellow. Couldn't follow your reasonings myself, interrogating him as if this Joya really existed.
She does.
What's that?
She does, Dr. Vadis. I'm afraid she's my own daughter.
Emmett, what manner of joke is this?
It might be that. A huge practical joke played by fate. Dr. Vadis, I don't believe David Rhodes is any more insane than you or I.
You don't? Well, suppose you tell me just what you base that opinion on.
Coincidence.
Coincidence?
That simply can't be coincidence. See here, I never saw the fellow before. No, he me, so far as I know.
Well, what has that to do with it?
Everything. You remember, I asked him what date he first met this girl?
Yes.
And he said, August 19th. Right?
Oh, come to the point, Emmett.
She first took shape, form, life, on August 19th.
So what has that to do with it?
It's the first coincidence. Hmm. It was on August 19th that my daughter was born. That she, too, took shape, form, life.
Emmett, for heaven's sake, of all...
And her name, Joya. Not exactly common, is it?
No.
And coupled with that middle name, Rain. Is it coincidence, Doctor, that my daughter, too, should be named Joya Rain?
What?
And the birthmark. Another coincidence. She has a tiny birthmark on her right wrist, too.
Why, it's fantastic.
Is it? Or is there something here simply beyond our powers of comprehension?
But
You may commit me to one of your cells if you wish, Dr. Vadis. But I must confess to crediting David Rhodes' story.
This is preposterous. See here, Emmett.
One thing I neglected to mention. 2 weeks ago, I bought a piece of property. It's a lot with a very old house on it, on Newcomb Boulevard, at the corner of West Street.
I see.
I had thought to build a home on that site for my family. I must ask our Mr. Rhodes if the construction is sound.
All this is very peculiar. Still?
Imagine, Doctor, that man who was sitting in that chair a moment ago. That man has already shared a part of my daughter's life, which she herself won't live for another 20 years.
Oh, it is not possible. The parallels, remarkable, yes. Date, name, the birthmark, the location of the house, your idea of building there. Oh, but it's impossible.
Of course, it's impossible. But when I think of that poor devil, the look in his eyes, his insisting that I alone can help him.
You get a hold of yourself, Emmett. There's only one possible answer. It must be coincidence.
Of course. Of course. But, Doctor...
Well?
Suppose it isn't. I can't help wondering. Is David Rhodes really mad? Or is he as sane as you or I?
Other Horizons is written by William Kendall Clark, produced by Don DeGroote, and scored by Ole Fersch at the organ. Join us next Friday night at the same time to explore the world that lives just the other side of reality, a world of other horizons. This has been a presentation from the studios of WWJ, the Detroit News.